Hey, hey, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Brothers Echo Radio. I'm your girl. I'm your cousin. I'm your girl, Simone. Welcome back. Welcome back. So this morning, it's going to be a little bit different. I almost called it a rant, but I'm not going to call it that. So the other day I was in my feelings, you know, ladies, we get like this sometimes. I just have to know I'm not the only person that gets in my feelings from time to time. I think it's normal, but it is what it is. My whole point in this whole podcast is to be honest. So I started thinking about my past relationships and my experiences with relationship and love. And I just started writing. And in my writing, I talked about a difference between love and this. And so when I think about love, I think about honesty, protection, feeling safe with the individual, safe to include boundaries are in place, safe to include no one can come in and try to masquerade as if they're part of what you two have going on. But that only happens when another person allows that to happen. Love is an action word. Love is healthy. You know? Yeah, I like that. Love is healthy. Love is mature. Physically, emotionally, mentally, and all that. There are no games. On either side, there are no games. To me, that's love. Then I thought about this. And recently I was having a conversation with a friend of mine. And what she shared with me was something that I felt before and I've heard many others say in times past. And what she said was, she wants someone to love her the way that she loves, because she's thoughtful. She's giving. She thinks about that person, you know, special occasions. She makes sure things are, that person understands and feels and knows that they're appreciated. And what she said was, I need me a me, because this ain't it. This is toxic. This hurts. This is one-sided. This is everything that love's not supposed to be. This has caused tears. This feels lonely and uneasy. This lacks desire. This is what settling is. No one dreams of this. I was told great things about this. You know, this is what I should hold on to. It's not too many of these out there, so this is it. You know, we're all too familiar with this. But I'm ready for love. Right. You know, what is it like for love to call and say, you know, I'm just calling because you crossed my mind today? Or when you have tears in your eyes, it's not because of what this did. What is it like? Everything I wanted from this is no longer desire. I prefer to have love. So we talked about that. And I wrote a little bit of my thoughts down, so I was reading a little bit of that. But we talked about the difference between this and love. And I wonder how many of us just have this. We go to work and deal with the shenanigans on a job. If we have children, we deal with the life of a parent. where there's really no downtime. And if you do have downtime, that's all for that little human. And things and responsibilities and roles that come along with just being an adult. And then you have this there. And then we stay with that because it's familiar. And then I wonder what causes us to stay. Maybe it's because we don't want to. We know it may take a while until you meet someone else. Maybe that this is so familiar. Then I have to know that love is worth more than that. So I listen to her and I listen to others. And I'm thinking to myself, why not just take the leap of faith and get rid of it? Get rid of all of this, that baggage that it comes with. Look that whoever your this is in the face and say, you know what? I need to really rethink this relationship. So what I'm going to do is remove myself and you take care of you. And I'm going to take care of me because this ain't it. And I want to be staying in those relationships because we don't want to disappoint our loved ones because everyone loves this. So during our conversations, it just made me think. You know, it's 2022 and I want to go forward in my life. And I want every area of my life to be what I want it to be. And I know someone out there may say, well, you can't have it all, but why not? Why can't I have my relationship with God on point? And then, you know, work my mother thing with my child. Career is what it is. But my personal life as well, just this is what I want. And this is what I'm going for. And I want love. I want to feel safe. I want to feel valued. Because I'm tired of this. So what am I saying? What I'm saying is, it's time to move on out, folks. 2022, this is something special. Why wait and waste? I mean, why? Why not just value the most precious thing that we have on this side, and that is our time? Why not just value that? And instead of staying with someone or in a situation because you don't want to hurt someone, you don't want to disappoint, but the entire time you're feeling the weight of everything, the weight of everything that this brings you. Why don't we just let some things go? Because life is short. I love listening to this one podcast called $1 Million Worth of Game with Wallow and Gilly the Kid. I love them. They're so funny to me. And Wallow was talking, it must have been a blast from the past, and he was talking about life. No, there's a clip where that team was on The Breakfast Club. And they were talking about, Wallow was talking about life and how in 30, 40 years, a lot of us, you know, we're not going to be here. And with that mindset, because a lot of us, you know, Lord willing, we'll be in our 70s, 80s, 90s, if, you know, if the Lord delay his coming and we're still here, that's not a long period of time. When you think about 40 years, 30 years. And he talked about not wasting time on the dumb stuff. He talked about importance of focusing on those things that need our attention and those things that bring us no value, let it go. And so for me, when I think about what brings me value, when I think about the limited time we have, because the Bible speaks of life being but a vapor. We're here today and gone tomorrow. So with knowing all of that, why would I even consider dealing with this? It's not worth it. It's not worth the precious time that we have. Yeah, like I said, it's not going to be a long one today. This was more for me to think about, to let it digest and make some changes in my own life as well. And when I say my own life, I'm thinking about some other things, not what it may seem like on the surface, but I'm thinking about some other things as well. And to my friend, if you're listening, love you, girl. And if he's not it, let that go. But you already said yourself, you're dealing with this. Let it go. Drink some wine, watch some junk TV, do whatever you need to do to get him out your system, cry him out your system, eat a piece of cake or wine and whatever, and a good comedy show. Pray too, honey. That's number one. But yeah, let's not waste any more time, people. Let's move. In our personal life, let's move and go forward. And as always, it's your girl Simone. You can catch me every Wednesday morning on Brothers Echo Radio. And check me out. If you want to email me, reach out to me, you certainly can do that. My email is brothersechoradio@gmail.com. That is brothersechoradio@gmail.com, or feel free to leave me a voice note. And never forget, let's always live this life for an audience of two, God and you. Love y'all. See you next time.